Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem. Thousands of Christian pilgrims gather in Jerusalem to celebrate Easter. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Under high security for the Jewish Feast of Passover in Jerusalem, the Israeli government has a large security force in place for the Easter weekend, as well as thousands of Christian pilgrims flood the city for this very special holy day that marks the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. With both holidays happening at the same time this year as it did some 2,000 years ago, the city of Jerusalem has come virtually to a standstill as both Jewish and Christian worshipers gather into the old city for special events. These two holy days, Passover for the Jews and Easter for the Christians, are an intricate part of the faith and experience of both Jews and Christians. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Jewish holy day of Passover and the Christian celebration of Easter have a unique relationship and a prophetic significance. That is according to Bible prophecy. If you have a moment, think about this with me. This year, the Jewish feast day of Passover and the Christian holy day of Easter happen at the same time as they did in 30 AD in the city of Jerusalem. Almost 2,000 years ago, the Jews were celebrating the Passover Seder the same night that Jesus gathered his disciples around him in an upper room in Jerusalem to also go through the traditional Jewish meal to mark the Passover. On that first Easter weekend, Resurrection Weekend, Jesus Christ raised from the dead after having been crucified on a cross at 3 p.m. Passover afternoon. The biblical account of this historic event shows that the one proclaimed to be the Jewish Messiah was buried on the Jewish Feast of Unleavened Bread and rose from the dead on the Jewish Feast Day of First Fruits. These Jewish feast days, Passover, Unleavened Bread, and First Fruits, have a prophetic significance in that Jesus was the Passover lamb for the Christians. That's 1 Corinthians 5:7. The Apostle Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians 15:20 that Jesus was the first fruits for those who will receive him as their Savior. The person Jesus Christ, the Messiah, fulfilled the first three of the spring feast days for the Jewish people, as was foretold. Jesus Christ will fulfill the last three fall Jewish feast days as well, and by doing so, become both the Jewish Messiah and the Christian Savior, becoming the fulfillment of Bible prophecy for both Jews and Christians. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, so let's keep looking up until...